Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about one of the grandchildren of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was the first Chabad Rebbe. His name was Shneur Zalman of Liadi, or of Liazhna, two cities in which he lived at various times. And he was the author of the Tanya, source book of Chabad Chassidus, as well as a version of the Shulchan Aruch, as well as many other Sfarim. So this story is about the Alter Rebbe's grandson, known as Reb Nachum. His real name was Menachem Nachum. He was the oldest son of the Bitler Rebbe, that's the Alter Rebbe's son. He was born around 5547, 1787, and he lived in the town of Lubavitch. Later on, he moved to Niezhin, and he actually made many, many long visits to the cave, to the burial place of his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, in Chadish. He passed away about 80 years old, and he's buried there in the Niezhin. And we'll soon see why he spent so much time towards the end of his life, for many years, near his grandfather's cave. So during the time of the Alter Rebbe, there's a new fashion in Russia, a new clothing fashion, which was that the jackets should have fur collars. Now, when Reb Nachum, the grandson of the Alter Rebbe, the son of the Mittler Rebbe, was getting ready for his chasana, the Alter Rebbe called for him and asked him about his silk kapata, his Shabbos dress coat. Would it be made the way kapatas, Shabbos dress coats, have always been made? Or would it be in the new style? Reb Nachum said, of course, it will have a collar, a fur collar, like all the new ones. The Alter Rebbe asked, please, can you have it made without the fur collar? Reb Nachum, who was still quite a young man, a bacher, he argued, everybody will have one, and I will be embarrassed for not having a fur collar. The Alter Rebbe then said, if you wear a kapata by your chasana, or maybe he meant all the time, whenever he would wear it, without a collar, without a fur collar like the fashion, then he, Reb Nachum, would be together with his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, in Gan Eden. Of course, that's quite a deal. He then asked Reb Nachum that when his kapati was ready, he should come to him dressed in it, meaning without a fur collar. Reb Nachum asked, do I have to do this really wholeheartedly, that I'm really into it? Or can I just do it with Kabbalah's all because you're saying I have to do it, therefore I'll do it? Which way? Do I have to really be really sincere about doing it? Or is it okay if I just do it because you're telling me I have to, and then I'll still get the reward of being with you in Gan Eden? The Alter Rebbe answered, of course, you must do it truthfully. And not only truthfully, but with the truth of Yechida, which is the highest part of the Neshama. In other words, the Alter Rebbe was saying to him, you have to do it with all your heart, mamash, truthfully, really, really, through and through, with all your heart, to do it because you really want to do it. Reb Nachum was quiet, and nothing more was said. As we'll soon see, he knew that he couldn't do it that way. Now, before the chasana, Reb Nachum entered the Alter Rebbe's room, and he was dressed in his new kapata, which had a fur collar. So he did not do what the Alter Rebbe told him. He did get the kapata with a new style with a fur collar. The Alter Rebbe then tore off a small piece of fur from the inside of the coat, and promised him that Reb Nachum, he would have long life for that. Many years later, Reb Nachum commented, I was young. I didn't appreciate what a great gift the Alter Rebbe was offering to me. Obviously, he didn't understand the importance of the gift the Alter Rebbe was offering, and therefore, he did not really fulfill what the Alter Rebbe wanted. So he tried to correct this. How did he try to correct it? He would spend much, much time in Chadish by the oil, by the gravesite of the Alter Rebbe. many, many months, even, I believe, years in which he would spend there, close to the Alter Rebbe's Oyel, his rave site, visiting many, 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 many hours. So the Rebbe explained this story, and he said that in those days, the challenge of this kind of a fashion was very difficult. In other words, when a new fashion came out, it was very, very hard. It was like what we call peer pressure, perhaps. Everybody felt they had to go along with the fashion, which of course is not the way of a Yid. We don't do things because it's the goyish fashion to do it. We do it because Torah says. And the Rebbe explained that if the Alter Rebbe had been successful in getting his grandson, Reb Nachum, to not go according to the fashion, then Yidden would not have had that challenge for generations to come. But unfortunately, Reb Nachum was not up to it, and he fell to the desire to be in fashion. Therefore, for generations, Yidden also had that challenge. And I think perhaps we could say that there's such a challenge today as well. Maybe not as strong. And that is why the Alter Rebbe offered his son such a rich reward to be with him in the world to come, if only he could hold back from going along with the fashion. And this is actually halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a Yid has to do things because of the Torah and not because of goyish fashions. So let's say, for example, one year, all the goyim are wearing red ties, then a Yid should not wear a red tie. That's the fashion. That's what they're doing. Okay, then we should not dress like that. We should not be part of a goyish custom. Now, what about Mashiach? So even when the whole world says, how could you talk about Mashiach and believe in Mashiach? Don't you see the whole world is falling apart? Chas v'shalom. But a Yid knows that we always believe in Mashiach coming, no matter what, and stronger all the time, because we're getting closer and closer. And therefore, no matter what the world says, no matter what our neighbors or our friends say, a Yid believes, no matter what, that Mashiach can come any instant. The Gula can come any instant. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, increasing in Torah and mitzvahs, increasing and learning about Mashiach and Gula. And in this way, through that, and through kind acts, and goodness and kindness, and Avos Yisrael, we will certainly bring the Gula immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.